Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. A little bit jet lagged, spent the weekend in Dallas, Texas campaigning. campaigning and running around blitzkrieging the state for a congressional candidate. Headed to the, also went to the Lincoln Day dinner, the Reagan Lincoln Day dinner for the Denton County Republican Party, and was a VIP guest there, and also spent a weekend with friends and family. My son goes to college there, about to graduate and go into big time Wall Street finance. And my new son-in-law, Cindy's son, and his wife and her family, their family, spent a lot of time. So it was just a weekend crammed into 3 days. And, of course, you know I'm the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan in the world, despite everything with the kneeing and the social justice and the Black Lives Matter BS. I may hate the NFL itself, but I'm a huge fan of football and a huge fan of the Dallas Cowboys, who, by the way, have never participated in any of that due to Jerry Jones, a real patriot, a real conservative Republican, probably the most Republican conservative patriot owner in the entire sports world, and his team has never done any of that kneeling. And so I spent the time in Frisco at the Omni Hotel at the Star for the Dallas Cowboys. The Star was the Dallas Cowboys hotel overlooking Dallas Cowboys field, their practice grass field, their practice artificial turf field, their Ford practice facility, which is 15,000 seats for an indoor practice facility, and then this billion-dollar development with shopping and restaurants, all built around the Cowboys Ring of Honor with greatest players, honored with plaques outside each store at each restaurant, and a bunch of five-star restaurants, incredible food, incredible weekend, good people. But I'm exhausted because I tried to jam so much into what was basically 48 hours. And so, a lot going on. A lot going on. Let me start with I almost still want to call it a tweet, but a post I put out on social media. Let me find it for you, because I do think it's important that you hear it, because the world literally has a chance here. It's possible that we're going to be involved in World War III and possibly even a civil war and possibly even a nuclear attack. I mean, it's really very scary stuff. So the post I put out is, maybe now you understand elections have consequences. The country, economy, the energy industry, open borders, vaccine mandates, military heroes forced to get deadly vaccines, the Afghanistan disaster, now Ukraine, and the threat of nuclear World War III, all because of a rigged election. And the men behind the dementia puppet known as Joe Biden are enemies of the USA. Barack Obama, George Soros, and the Chinese Communist Party. Almost everyone gets that now. Mass silent majority gets that now. A massive GOP landslide coming in November, 80-plus seats, maybe 100-seat landslide of all landslides, but Democrats know that, and they don't seem to care. Why? Do we even make it to November? Question mark. Maybe that was the plan all along. Maybe Democrats don't care about November. Maybe they've known all along there won't be a November election. Maybe they're trying to get us into World War III and an EMP attack or a nuke destroying much of the United States, and then there's no election, and the USA becomes Mad Max. If you remember that movie with Mel Gibson, you know, just, I think it was Mad Max, right? Chris, I'm right, right? Mad Max? Yeah, just, you know, wandering the earth in a little dune buggy with everything in ruins, and bands of marauding killers wandering around. It, you know, that's what we could become if there's a nuclear attack in this country. And more, I mean, do I think the odds are there's going to be a nuclear attack? Am I certain the world's going to end tomorrow? No, of course not. But there's never been a higher probability of World War III or a nuclear attack or a nuclear bomb going off above the United States, which is an EMP attack, an electromagnetic force field attack that would wipe out all the electricity and all the car motors, car engines. Nothing would work in America anymore. And very quickly, within a span of 2 weeks, you know, hundreds of millions of Americans would die of starvation and thirst. And, of course, the tribes roaming around the streets, the nomadic tribes to kill us all, to try and get some food, to get some water, to get some gas. So the odds are up astronomically that something like that could happen. Are they still infinitesimal? I hope so. I hope so. I hope they're still very small odds. But I know they're up a lot further than they were before Biden became president and a madman named Putin attacked Ukraine. And I think the real answer is, you know, if I'm trying to be nice here, because why would Democrats want to cause a nuclear attack and World War III? Well, first of all, I think they wanted to cause World War III because Biden's popularity is so low that this is wag the dog time, and they needed something to distract the American people, and a world war would be the perfect way to do it, and the perfect way to save the economy from the disaster of Biden as well. Because when you fire up the factories and you make millions of new tanks and planes and bombs and guns, then all of a sudden the economy is better. So I think they did want to start World War II. I don't think they wanted to wipe out America and kill 300 million people and have a nuclear annihilation. But see, it's gotten out of their control now, and it's not up to them anymore, and that's the problem. This has gotten away from them. It reminds me of COVID. It's the same thing that happened with COVID. You know, they wanted masks because they wanted control. They wanted vaccines because they wanted control, and they're greedy, and they want the money, and they own the big pharma stocks. And they wanted control, and they want the lockdowns because they wanted control. But then it all got away from them. And pretty soon they couldn't come back and just end it. They couldn't say, I'm sorry, lots of people are dying. I made a mistake. So they're just going to try and make believe it never happened now. Because they can never apologize. How could you apologize for all these people dying? Here's a great friend of mine. Actually, I'll admit the truth. A family member of mine who I trust with my life. And he sent me this text. An Israeli friend of mine living and working in as a college professor in Israel. And after he said he was going to get the first vax, I begged him not to, and he got it. And the second vax, and I begged him not to, and he got it. And the third vax, the booster, I begged him not to, and he got it. And the fourth vax, the booster, I begged him not to, and he got it. Now just sent me a text saying that he spoke with his sister in Israel, and many of her friends have died after the fourth shot. She's about 40 years old, and I'm assuming her friends are about the same age. And many others have had heart issues after the third shot. My friend has been to urgent care three times for heart palpitations since being double and triple vaxxed. And he now regrets it and wished he had listened to me and not gotten vaccinated at all. He's saddened that Israel has gotten to this point and so many people are injured or dead. Folks, even liberals are waking up to the incredible mass murder, mass die-off going on in the world today, including America. The insurance companies know it. The undertakers know it. The hospitals know it. The doctors know it. It's a mass extermination. It's a mass die-off, and it's mass murder. When you get texts like that from liberals who said, sorry, I'm taking the vaccine, you're an idiot, and now say you were right, and I wish I'd never taken it, and people are dropping dead left and right. You know that Wayne Root was right from the first day. When he said, I wish I'd listened to you, as my family member, what he really should have said is, I wish I'd listened to Wayne. Wayne Root has told people again and again and again, this is not a small issue. Many people who got the vaccine are going to die. Many people who got the vaccine are going to have heart problems for the rest of their lives. Many people who got the vaccine are going to have advanced cancer wipe out their organs and kill them quickly. Many people who are in remission from cancer are now dying from cancer. Another friend of mine who's been in remission for many, many years of cancer, now has cancer all over his body. And he's as good as dead. They're going to put him in hospice and he's going to die. And it's a close friend. And it's happening all over the United States. And since my wedding, three of the people at my wedding have had massive heart attacks. Two of the people who were either coming to my wedding or went to my wedding are dead of massive heart attacks or strokes. It's really an incredible thing that people did not listen, did not understand how bad the vaccines were. And they didn't listen about Biden. This is the consequence of a rigged election, man. Elections have consequences. It's horrible. How much time do we have left, Chris? Minute 10. So when we get back, I'm going to play you, it's a video, but obviously you can't see me, so it'll be an audio, of a confrontation when an average American at a local restaurant in Las Vegas sees the governor of our state walk in, a Democrat governor who I believe is a traitor, who sold out Nevada, who sold out the American people, who literally is guilty of murder because he banned hydroxychloroquine, but had plenty for himself, I guarantee you, and plenty for the leading Democrats in the legislature, because they all knew it worked. And he had plenty for the prisoners in the prisons, but he wouldn't let you and me get it. So he's guilty of murder, and I believe he sold out to China, and he's destroyed a lot of our casino industry. And the reason a lot of casino employees got laid off, and the reason a lot of small businesses never recovered. And I want you to see how an average person thinks about him when they see him in a restaurant. You're going to hear it when we get back. And I'm telling you, it's happening all across America. The politicians are building walls and fences because the people don't like them anymore. Some of the people want to hurt them, and I'm not condoning that. But I'm just telling you, wait till you hear this when we get back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals.
precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne Alaru, welcome back to the show. We love Bruce Springsteen's music. We hate Bruce Springsteen. This country is so divided, it's amazing. He's another liberal schmuck. But it's good songs from my East Coast background. Good hard-driving rock songs with an edge. But, boy, he is a schmuck. Another liberal putz. Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. For weeks, I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. The Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones and get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Speaking of heroes, Governor Sisolak of Nevada is certainly not a hero. You know, this is a national show, but it's my flagship station, and I emanate from Las Vegas, Nevada. I like to say the root's on fire, and this show is coming to you from the house that Root built. Well, this is Nevada. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Sisolak, I call him Sisolak, is the governor of our state. And when I talk about Mad Max and how this country could become Mad Max after a nuclear or an EMP attack, and how the world's on the verge of World War III, all I can tell you is crime is out of control, the economy is horrible, the energy and gas prices are through the roof, inflation through the roof, the open borders a disaster and a disgrace, and an embarrassment in the nation of America. Afghanistan left $85 billion on the ground, vaccine mandates killing people, losing people's jobs, good people, the vaccine mandates for the military destroying the military readiness of our country, and the vaccine deaths, insurance companies saying deaths up 40%. Now Ukraine and the threat of nuclear annihilation. Things are going bad and people are angry. And I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying I support it. I'm not saying it's great or not. But I'm telling you that people are angry and they hate the politicians who are ruining our lives. Here is an average everyday American who runs into the governor of Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak, at a local Vegas restaurant this weekend. The video has gone viral all over the United States, and I want you to hear what he had to say to Governor Sisolak.
You're Steve Sisolak, right?
That's amazing. I can't tell you what a piece of you are.
Sorry to hear that.
You New World Order traitor piece of bastard. You're in here without security?
Woo! I want to second that.
Yeah, you piece of I'm surprised that you have the balls to be out here in public, huh? Out here without a cop, out here without security? Woo! You got balls on you, boy! I'm not moving.
Wait till we find all the money that flowed his way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hiding the hydroxyl.
Oh, you in trouble. Let's go. Yeah, you better get out of here, Sisolak. Where's your security at, huh? Huh? Where's your... don't touch me, lady. Where's your security at? Huh? You want to sell us all down the river? You working for China, piece of shit. You traitors, we should string you up by lamppost right now.
Do you know what they do to traitors?
They hang them. Traitors. That's right, patriot.
I think it's awesome.
You running into a patriot now, huh? Huh? Where's your security at? I heard about you banging that little girl and then wrecking your car. Does she know about that? Huh, Steve? Mr. Sisolak? You treasonous China worker. Where's your security at? You lucky I'm a law-abiding citizen. Woo! Because your daughter's with you, I'm going to leave you alone now. Patriot.
Yeah. Now, that's the guy who banned hydroxychloroquine. How many people died because Steve Sisolak banned hydroxychloroquine? How many businesses went out because he closed the economy, including the entire Vegas Strip, when Wayne Root was saying, not just on the radio, not just on my Newsmax TV show, not just in my Las Vegas Review Journal column, not just in my nationally syndicated column, not just on my podcast, everywhere. There was no reason to ban, to close the businesses. There was no reason to lock down the economy. There was no reason to make everyone wear a mask and suffocate. And there's no reason for the vaccine mandates. I'm not going to tell you if I like what that guy did or not. I'm not going to defend him. I'm just going to tell you there's a lot of people that are ready to, quote-unquote, string up the politicians. They want a French Revolution. You guys brought this on. You brought it on. And I never condone violence. And thank God this guy didn't touch the governor, ever. But he gave the tongue lashing. Doesn't matter if I agree with every word he said. This is the angry mood of the electorate. And this is why Democrats are building walls around Washington and putting fences around Washington and have security with guns because they're scared of the people they've screwed over. It's getting serious, folks. Is there a civil war coming? I don't know. But Democrats have made it their job to make it happen, it seems like.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the United Nations Security Council calling a meeting for only the 11th time in their history, Linda Thomas Greenfield, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, said Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to order the country's nuclear deterrent forces on alert is a huge escalation of its aggression against Ukraine.
President Putin is continuing to escalate this war in a manner that is totally unacceptable. Putin has tried every means possible to actually put fear in the world in terms of his action, and it just means that we have to ramp up our efforts here at the United Nations and elsewhere to hold him accountable.
The first trial in the January 6th investigation has started. The outcome is likely to influence scores of criminal defendants who face similar charges related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Let's hope next Sunday is not an especially bloody Sunday either in Ukraine or in the United States of America, with a very fierce, competitive, intent on world domination, Vladimir Putin and some of his people threatening nuclear annihilation, threatening World War III. And again, they're just threats. We heard this in, 1962 with the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Bay of Pigs, and all that other stuff. You know, they had missiles trained on the United States in Cuba right off our shores, and we were headed for World War III and a nuclear confrontation. And people bluff. People make all kinds of charges, but this time it involves a war, and Putin isn't bluffing. He has entered Ukraine. We've got an expert to talk about it in just a second. I wanted to sort things out a little bit, because even I, like everyone else, has no idea at this point what to believe or what not to believe. So we'll have him on in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty, with their D3, vitamin D3 spray. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, with the most high-quality CBD anywhere, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray, which provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. And for my listeners only, Go Sons of Liberty is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allyn-Root. WAR15, 15% off forever. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com and use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. All right, we've got our guest here, Clint Ehrlich, who is an attorney and a Russian policy expert, a visiting researcher inside Russia's foreign ministry. Here's a guy that understands Russia and Putin's every move, and I wanted to get him on the show. Clint, welcome to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show.
Thanks for having me. Wish it were under happier circumstances.
Yeah. We had you on before, and I said, let's bring this guy back. He's fantastic. And you know, I have very mixed emotions here. First of all, I hear George Soros today say, every one of us has got to get behind Ukraine, which makes me instantly think I've got to get behind Russia. But then I spend all weekend watching these scenes of the Ukrainian President Zelensky, who, by the way, isn't a Nazi. He's Jewish, so he's the farthest thing from a Nazi, and a Jewish comedian at that. Elected president of their country, and he says, hey, America wants to fly me out, and I'm not leaving. I will die here. I will stay here with my citizens, my compatriots. I will fight to the bitter end. All you could do is love a guy who says something like that. So I feel like I'm on Ukraine's side. I feel like it's great when they kill Russian troops by the thousands. They're you know, pulling off an underdog, amazing performance here. I feel like I should be on their side. And then Soros says what he does, and I feel like I no longer could be on their side. So the push and pull is unbelievable. I don't know who to believe anymore, Clint. Tell me what I should be believing.
Well, I can tell you what to believe. It's hard to tell you whose side you should be on. I think that we should be on the side of trying to keep the United States out of this war, because as horrible as what we're seeing is in Ukraine, things could get infinitely worse if NATO gets sucked into this conflict. The reality is, I think we're seeing sort of a funhouse mirror version of the Gulf War. That during that conflict, there was video of smart bombing that really showed the American people the dominance of coalition forces. And what we've had now is lots of isolated images of Ukrainian resistance that made it seem like the Ukrainians are winning this war. And in reality, what they've achieved are tactical victories against Russia, but in the course of continually losing strategically. And so the Russians are poised to win this war. The Russians are going to win this war. And I fear that the longer and the harder the Ukrainians fight, all they're really accomplishing is pushing Russia to use heavier weapons. They're going to result in more civilian deaths.
And again, you said you don't want to tell me whose side to be on, but tell me, when you watch the news and you see Ukraine saying, you know, we're going to fight to the bitter end, and Miss Universe is fighting, and famous boxers are getting into fight, and Zelenko won't leave. He's like the captain staying with a ship that's sinking until the last passenger is off. It makes you feel like you want to support Ukraine. It makes you feel like you want to go over there and fight for Ukraine. I mean, is this all brainwashing we're watching? I don't know.
a lot of it is brainwashing. The Ukrainians are doing a good job of winning the information war against Russians. There's a lot of video that you're not seeing. You're not seeing the video of Russian POWs that have been tortured by the Ukrainians. I have seen that video. It's pretty disturbing. You're not seeing some of the videos of Ukrainian fascists executing their own people, and so there's a dark side to the Ukrainian side as well. And certainly, I understand the desire to root for the underdog, and who could underestimate or discount the bravery that many of these Ukrainian soldiers have shown, that President Zelensky has shown himself. But I think the reality is that in a world of nuclear weapons, we can't allow our emotions to get the better of us, and the priority here is in trying to stop this from becoming a bigger conflict where, frankly, all life on Earth could be threatened.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. First of all, I don't want to take either side, no matter what I'm seeing in the media. I don't know who to believe, number one. I don't believe what's, you know, PR nonsense and what's the truth. But more importantly, think about Vietnam. I mean, I think we were right. I think that we wanted Vietnam to stay capitalist, not communist, or I should say South Vietnam to stay capitalist. They were our friends. They're being overrun. They're going to be killed. They're going to be tortured. They're going to be brainwashed. Let's save them. How did that turn out? Not good. So I think if I had to do it over, I would never allow us to go into Vietnam. Of course, that's in hindsight 50 years later. But I'm just saying, we don't want to get involved in a conflict halfway around the world from the United States, and we don't want World War III. So I think the main thing you and I are agreeing on is let's basically keep American troops out of this, right?
Yeah, and the problem is that we're closer to World War III than I think most people realize. So, for example, the European Union has announced that it's going to provide fighter planes in the conflict. And it contends that those are Ukrainian pilots who are flying the planes, but the Russians are very skeptical of that. And they accuse the EU of actually basically being a combatant now, of having its pilots flying its planes against Russian fighters. And so I think this is really a Cuban Missile Crisis scenario all over again. We're talking about a crisis of that intensity, of that magnitude. And so we really can't afford to be sentimental. This is a crisis where President Putin has already put Russian nuclear forces on high alert for the first time ever. And so it's just impossible to overstate how serious the stakes are here.
Yeah, no, you and I are agreement, because you didn't listen to my show. When the show started, Clint, I sound just like you. I said, look, I don't know if we're really close to nuclear. I mean, how close are we at the Russian missile crisis and the Bay of Pigs and all that? We'll never really know how close we were. Was it just bravado and bragging and threatening and intimidation? Or was someone really prepared to pull the trigger and change the world? We'll never know. But I said, whether it's a small chance or not, we are closer now to a nuclear annihilation than at any time since the Cold War or since the Russian missile crisis. So my sum up of this is the same as yours. It may not be a big odds, maybe it's only a 10% chance, but it used to be like a 0% chance. There is a legitimate worry that we're headed for World War III, headed for an EMP attack, headed for some sort of a nuclear attack that could just change all of our lives forever, right? It's a legitimate threat.
It's a totally legitimate threat, and I would tell you, we actually do know about the Cuban Missile Crisis, that in that crisis, Russia had pre-delegated authority to its submarines to use nuclear torpedoes, and when one of them was hit with a depth charge, there was a vote on board, and they came one vote away from using nuclear weapons.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Officer saved the world. And so today, it's not clear that we'll have another Russian officer like that who bravely would vote and say, you know what, I'm not going to fire the weapon. And so the world has come, you know, one vote away from nuclear annihilation before. And if we ignore the risk today, if we just pretend it could never happen, then we risk sleepwalking into that very kind of conflict. And so I guess that's the main point that I would push, is I completely understand the sympathy with the Ukrainian people. I understand watching them and admiring their bravery, but I just try to look at the bigger picture. And for me, the bigger picture is basically saving humanity, saving the United States of America from nuclear war, and making sure that we don't flirt with something where we'll never get another chance if we blow it.
Well, I mean, my reaction to that, and we're talking to Clint Ehrlich, who's a Russian expert, a Russian policy expert, and was a visiting researcher inside Russia's foreign ministry. My real sum up to all of this is rigged elections have consequences. There's no doubt in my mind, in every soul in my body. You know, a friend of mine's worth over $100 million, and this morning he said to me, "You're the single smartest gut instinct guy I've ever met in my life. Almost everything you ever say comes true, Wayne." And so I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, I've been right again and again and again. The election was absolutely stolen by Biden. And if Trump was president, there's no way this would be happening. So this is the consequence of allowing a rigged and stolen election. You've got a madman, not Putin. I'm talking about Biden. The madman is Biden, who's got dementia, doesn't know what he's saying or doing, who's a puppet, and we don't even know who the people behind him are, but I know they hate America. Those people could start World War III and goad Putin into responding, and that's when you get World War III.
You know, I think that the scary thing is that there are people involved in this crisis who are, frankly, a lot scarier than Joe Biden. Biden himself has, to some extent, been a voice of restraint, saying, "I won't support a no-fly zone in Ukraine." But we've had sitting members of Congress right now who have come and said that they do support a no-fly zone. And just so that your listeners understand, a no-fly zone would mean bombing Russia, because we would not be able to keep our fighters safe in the Ukrainian airspace without hitting the Russian air defenses inside the Russian homeland. So if we have a no-fly zone, it's very likely Russia will retaliate with missile strikes against the continental United States and Western Europe. But there are American politicians, sitting members of Congress, who support that right now. And so when we talk about the Cuban missile crisis, this is happening today. And in some ways, you know, whether he's legitimately elected or not, Biden is the one staying against that, as crazy as it sounds.
All right, Clint Ehrlich, we wanted your best information and advice and outlook on what's going on, analysis, and we got it. We are scared. I mean, this could be World War III, could be nuclear. We're getting ourselves into a disaster. Rigged elections have consequences. Clint Ehrlich, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Huffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the show. You know, Trump always thinks like me. Here's a quote from Trump. If the election wasn't rigged, America would right now continue to have record low gas prices. President Trump's statement on oil prices in Ukraine. If my energy policy had remained in place where we were energy independent and would have soon been bigger in production than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined, the world would have no problems whatsoever. This war never should have started in the first place. If the election wasn't rigged, America would right now continue to have record low gas prices, as was under my administration, and would be supplying the world with oil and gas, and Russia would not have attacked Ukraine. Instead, we have a horribly tragic, unnecessary war, record high energy price, inflation, no border, crime, and chaos. Make America strong again. And I think that's no doubt true. This never would have happened under Trump. That's my number one takeaway of all this. Never would Putin do this. But it's just... Look, what Clint, if you were just listening to Clint Ehrlich just now, a Russia expert, I mean, it is very clear that you're hearing a lot of propaganda that makes your heart go out to the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian leader, and most Americans are probably on his side and their side, and you're hearing so much propaganda in the media, and then you put it together with George Soros saying today, we have to support Ukraine. Every country in the world's got to support Ukraine. George Soros hates America, hates capitalism, wants to destroy all of us, and is never on the right side of anything. So if I had any inkling over the weekend of feeling bad for Ukraine and wanting to be on Ukraine's side, that inkling was gone when I saw George Soros' comments. I'm not on anybody's side. I'm certainly not on Putin's side. I think Putin, you know, bears the possibility of being a madman and the possibility of a coup at home if his generals decide he's like Hitler and he's nuts. And he's going to destroy their whole country. Because I'll tell you what's happening. Okay, the sanctions are destroying the Russian economy. Just wiping it out. And we're even seizing homes. and yachts of all the richest billionaires in Russia who are on Putin's team. They're having all their assets seized. So, the oligarchs. So, when you see all this, you realize that Russia could be destroying itself financially. And they may pay for this for years to come with a Great Depression. So, there are people in Russia, no doubt in my mind, who probably want to kill Putin or overthrow Putin or arrest Putin. And it just isn't that cut and dried, though, whose side we should be on. You know whose side we should be on? Our side. The United States of America. Stay out of foreign wars. So Joe Biden thought this was wag the dog. I think they really did believe they could build back his popularity with a wag the dog moment and get a war going up, or at least get the appearance of a world war and the possibility of a world war, and Putin and Biden would stand up to him and get us out of it. But it's out of their control now. It's spiraled out of control. And this is the consequence of a rigged election. You have a madman, and I'm not talking about Putin, I'm talking about Biden. And you have another madman, maybe, Putin as well. I don't know the man, so I have no idea, but he sure does appear to be a bit of a madman. And you just don't know where this is going to lead, but it could lead to some really horrible places. Clinton made me, our Russian expert, Clinton Ehrlich, made me even more nervous than I was to begin with. I thought he'd talk me down from the stress and being nervous about a potential nuclear war. And yet he thinks we're right at the precipice right now. And he taught me something I never knew. How many of you knew? I'd never heard in my life that during the Cuban Missile Crisis, we were one vote away, or maybe it's two votes away because it lost by one vote. So they needed two to flip it and vote for a nuclear attack. Nuclear subs from Russia were ready to strike the United States. And they took a vote on board, and it came one vote away from saying yes. And one officer saved the world. I didn't know that. I'd never heard that in my life. And I think I read everything. But it just shows you, God, where are we now? Who knows? Anything could happen. One mistake or one madman putting his finger on the button or one patriot who thinks he's fighting for his country putting the finger on the button. We never had to get to this spot. And I don't want my kids fighting for this. I don't know who's right. I don't want to get involved in this. Said that from day one. I know that Joe Biden thought this was a wag-the-dog moment. A, it's out of control, and B, it didn't work. Joe Biden's approval rating sinks to 37%, and 54% of Americans now see Biden mentally incapable of serving. This is a new ABC poll. You know, this is not a Wayne Root poll. This is not a USA Radio poll. This is not a Fox News poll. This is an ABC poll, which I guarantee you skews liberal and oversamples Democrats. Only 37% of Americans approve of Biden's job performance. 6 in 10 Americans are concerned about the record inflation under Joe Biden. 3/4 of Americans say the economy is in bad shape. 54% of all Americans believe Biden is not mentally fit to be president of the United States. And ABC is famous for their slanted fake polls. Wow. So, wag the dog didn't work because it's so obvious to everyone that Joe Biden is a nutcase. Joe Biden has 3 screws loose. Joe Biden has nothing between his ears. His head, his brain has been eaten out, carved out like a pumpkin by dementia, by too many years of sniffing little girls' hair. This guy's a weirdo. This guy's mentally insufficient, mentally incapable. Should be in a nursing home. His career is over. So who's really running the country? I made this argument before the election. I made it during the period that Biden was supposed to be elected but not sworn in. And I've made it every day since he was put his hand on that Bible. Who is running the country? Valerie Jarrett? Barack Obama? George Soros? Or the Chinese Communist Party? Or all the above? These people are out of control. Whoever's at the wheel of the Titanic is steering us right for the iceberg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.